感谢主，这一次借由嘉联的邀请，我们在这边要一连举开几次的有关于教育老师还有我们家长的一个座谈还有进修。
Thank the Lord's arrangement that the opportunity has been given to me by CCC to be able to have a series of workshops dealing with subjects such as religious education and also parent-child relationship.
所以我也要感谢温哥华教会所有的弟兄姐妹的接待，还有我们的认真，在未来从今天开始，未来的下个礼拜的连续三天里面呢，和我们一起来学习这个有关于教育的事情。
So I would like to take this opportunity to thank Vancouver Church for their hospitality and for the arrangements made. Also to all the brothers and sisters for all the effort that has been put into this, so that the coming three-day workshop will run smoothly.
那因为我们的要把大家所有的弟兄姐妹当成我们的老师，不论我们是在课堂上的老师，在家庭里面的老师，所有都是我们的老师，所以我们一起来学习。
And all brothers and sisters are considered teachers, whether you are teaching within the RE system or you are a teacher at home. So we will be learning together as teachers.
离开温哥华教会大概已经有八年的时间。
I have left Vancouver Church for approximately 8 years.
所以很多的弟兄姐妹长大了，很多的弟兄姐妹是新的面孔对我来说。
So there are many brothers and sisters that have grown up, and there are many new faces among the crowds.
可是呢，我们在主的里面，我们其实一直的成长，在主的里面，我们都一起在学习。
However, within the Lord, we continue to grow up, and within the Lord, we continue to learn.
就好像十一个月前我见到 Annie 姐妹的时候，是在多米尼加。
This is just like 11 months ago, I met Sister Annie in the Dominican Republic.
那是我第一次跟 Annie 姐妹同工，但是我们的同工的地点是在多米尼加，黑人的地方。
And that was the first time that Sister Annie and me teamed up in the Dominican Republic, which is a country that is made up of African descendants.
那一次呢，我记得我们在安息日的聚会的时候，正在讲道的时候，听那个屋顶会漏水的，滴到我们的头上，滴到我们的圣经。
And on that Saturday service, as we were giving the sermon, there were water drops falling from the ceiling, and it even fell on the pulpit.
那十一个月后呢，我又见到 Annie 姐妹。那第一个工作又跟 Annie 姐妹同工，但是是在这么漂亮的会堂，真是感谢主。
And 11 months later, once more we are set in the same situation, and thank God that it is within such a beautiful chapel.
我记得在去年的时候，我被安排到台湾，在台湾的山地呢做了也是教育的这个工作。
Last year, I was assigned by the Taiwanese church to help out with the RE system in the Aboriginal churches up in the mountains of Taiwan.
那你知道在山地教会的那个设备啊、资源啊，可能没有像都市这么样的来得好。
And as you may know, the environment within the Aboriginal churches may not be as good as the churches within big cities.
那么在第一天的一早六点钟起床的时候
，And on the first morning when I woke up at 6 a.m.
那六点钟起床，我们一般都会想说，六点钟起床，一定同学们就是来听的同学们，应该都已经准备好了，打扫的啦，或是已经祷告了啦，等等等等的工作。
And normally we would expect that those who come in at 6 a.m. would have completed their work, whether it be any cleaning duties or anything regarding this.
对，所以我当我自己是一个老师。
So I took myself to be a teacher.
因为我是被从美国请回去的。
And it is because I had been asked to go there from the U.S.
你知道当讲师嘛，讲师一定是后来才出现的。
And as an instructor, you are usually the one who will come into the stage later on.
哎呀，不得了！六点钟起床的时候，我一下楼一看见。
And at 6 a.m. when I woke up and I went downstairs and I took a look.
所有的工作，包括清扫，包括煮早餐，所有的工作都完成了。
All of the work, cleaning duties, cooking duties, had been completed by 6 a.m.
你可知道是谁完成的吗？
And would you like to know who was the one who completed these tasks?
是所有去参加也是要当讲员的传道们。
They were completed by the pastors that were attending this seminar who would also become teachers.
所以我拿了他的 schedule 一看。
So when I took up the schedule and I took a look.
哎呀，早餐是某传道。
I saw that breakfast would be prepared by Pastor X.
十点钟清扫那个厕所，某传道。
And at 10 a.m. for restroom cleaning would be done by Pastor Y.
中餐某执事。
And lunch would be prepared by Deacon Z.
那个不是来悟性祷告的哦，那个是工作的。
And these assignments are not to be the ones who would say grace, but the ones who would actually do the work.
看了之后呢，在听到这些传道工人们给我们的道理的时候，那个时候大概只有一个感觉，就是这个话是真的。
So after experiencing this, any time that I saw these speakers giving a sermon, I realized that what they said or what they did was true.
我对于整个服事的事情，有了一个很冲击性的认识。
I have a very deep impression in regards to servitude.
就是当我们嘴巴说出来，要教导人的时候，其实它更重要的是那个动作，那个已经做出来的事情，会比我们所教导人的来得更加的有力量。
Which is that when we open up our mouths to instruct a person, actually what is most effective and has greatest effect on others is when we act according to what we say.
所以当老师站上去的时候，我看到他不用开口，我已经很感动了。
So the moment that a teacher stood up to instruct, even before he spoke, I was already greatly moved.
因为我刚刚看见他在扫厕所。
And it was because a moment ago I had just seen him clean up the bathroom.
然后他现在告诉我们要爱主耶稣啊。
And now he continued saying, "You are to love God."
很简单的，没有什么查考的，就是告诉你我们要爱主耶稣。
And it is a very simple saying. There's no thorough research. It is simply telling us that we are to love God.
那个 message 就进到我们的心中。
And that message will leave a deep impression within our hearts.
不是那一句话，而是那个动作已经进到我们的心中。
It is not the phrase said, but that action that we have seen, which has entered our heart.
服事对我们每一个基督徒来说，其实都是一生在做也是在学习的事情。
As Christians, service is something that is intimately part of our life.Because it is something that we do.
我们不可能只是来到这边享受听了一个演讲吃一个饭就走的。
We are not the kind of person that will come, sit here, listen to a sermon, have a meal, and then leave.
当我们的心中被主耶稣碰过之后，我们会想要做一点什么的。
Because once our heart has been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, we will want to do something about it.
可是当我们谈到服事的时候，它原来的意思是一个奴隶，是一个仆人的这样的一个字眼。
However, when we mention this word servitude, we will usually relate it to slaves or some sort of slavery environment.
在它原来的意思里面，是在一个法律底下，你必须去完成的一个工作。
Because the original meaning would be that under the law, you needed to complete a certain task.
只有做到这些事情之后，你顶多是完成了法律规定你的事情。
And only after you had completed this work, it would mean that you have only done what the law requires you to do.
更何况，如果假如我们今天没有服事的话，连那个要达到法律紧紧的要求的那个基本的东西都没有办法达到。
Most importantly, today, if we do not serve, that means that we have not fulfilled the basic requirement of law.
所以当我们谈到服事的时候，我们先想到那个身份跟那个态度就进来了。
So whenever we're talking about servitude, we keep two things in mind, which the first one is our status, and the second one is the attitude we have towards it.
保罗在当时候勉励了他的一个学生，也就是他最爱的一个学生，他称他是他的儿子的提摩太。
Paul encouraged one of his students, which is Timothy, whom he considered his own son.
因为这位年轻的学生，也就是年轻的工人，可能在工作了一段时间之后，开始也是有灰心，也是有失望的时刻。
Because this young worker, after serving for a period of time, he must have also felt disappointed or frustrated.
我们一起来学习。
Let us learn from it.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
我们从第三节看起。
We're going to start reading from verse 3.
提摩太后书的第一章第三节开始。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
保罗在这边说他非常的感谢神。
Paul says here that he is very thankful to God.
然后保罗就说当他祈祷的时候他不住的想念提摩太这个年轻的工人也就是他的学生。
And that in his prayers he will constantly remember Timothy, which is his student.
那么到第四节的时候，保罗说他纪念提摩太所流的眼泪。
And when we move on to verse 4, Paul continues saying that he recalls Timothy's tears.
可见当一个人有眼泪的时候，如果不是特别的高兴，恐怕就是遇到了一些失望的事情。
When a person is shedding tears, it may be because they have encountered a very joyous occasion, or it is because they have encountered a very sad matter.
那么在第四节的时候，保罗说他非常迫切地想要再见到提摩太。
Verse 4 continues mentioning how Paul longs to see Timothy.
可见他很想要从提摩太那边为他做一些鼓励，帮他打打气。
Which means that he hopes to be able to encourage and cheer Timothy on.
到第五节，保罗就说他想到了提摩太心中无为的信心。
Verse 5 mentions how Paul is reminded of Timothy's sincere faith.
所以当我们在服事的路上的时候，遇到了一些阻碍，或是遇到了失望、灰心的时候，这个时候呢，我们要先想到我们里面的这个信心。
So in our walk of faith, whenever we encounter any obstacles, disappointments, or frustrations, the first thing that we should do is to be reminded of our sincere faith.
信心其实看不见。
Faith is something that is unseen.
是在一个人的心中。
Because it is within your heart.
在一个人跟神之间的关系。
It is within the relationship that an individual has with God.
可是保罗他怎么能说我想到了你那个信心呢？
So how is it that Paul says that I have been reminded of your sincere faith?
可见提摩太在之前的那个信心是看得见的。
It must mean that this faith that Timothy had could be seen.
不然保罗应该说，我大概猜你可能有信心。
If not, Paul would have said, I assume or I guess that maybe, possibly you have this faith.
可是他却说，我想到了你那个无伪的信心。
However, it is written here that Paul said, I've been reminded of your sincere faith.
这个信心是看得见的动作。
So this faith is an action that can be seen.
是一个证据。
It is evidence.
我们今天跟随耶稣的人，不是一开始我们的信心就是100%的坚强。
Today, those who follow Jesus Christ, our faith does not start up at 100%.
是的，当时我们认识耶稣基督，在我们归入主名下的那个受洗的时候，我们是完全的相信耶稣是我的救主。
When we believe in Jesus Christ and we become part of His family, certainly we completely believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
也就是那个相信，所以当圣灵运行当中的时候，我们的罪得到耶稣宝血的洗净。
And it is through that belief and the Holy Spirit that our sins are washed away.
可是从圣经的教导，主耶稣希望我们的信心是不断的长进的。
However, from biblical teachings, Jesus Christ has reminded us that our faith is to continually grow.
可见从那一天开始，我们的信心只是慢慢慢慢的往前进，而不是一开始就已经是100%让主喜悦的那样的信心。
Which means that from that day on, our faith continues to move forwards and increase, and it does not mean that we start off at 100%.
我们来参考尼希米记。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记的第九章，我们从第十节看到。
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 10.
尼希米记第九章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 10.
在这边有一段历史上的记载。
There is a historical description.
从第十节开始，他就说这样的神迹奇事施行在法老和他的臣仆的身上，所以呢，神就得到了名声。
In verse 10, it says that you sent miraculous signs and wonders against the Pharaoh and against all his officials, which permitted the Lord's name to be made a name for himself.
那这段历史我们注意看，它是一直往前进的。
So we can see how this historical time period continues moving forward.
到十一节。
Verse 11.
他说这个神呢，又在我们列祖的前面把红海分开了。
It talks about how you divided the sea before them.
好，分开之后呢，让这些列祖呢，能够在海中行走这个干地。
And it is so that they could pass through it on dry ground.
接着他们看见追赶他们的追兵呢，被抛在深海里面。
Continued with how the Lord hurled their pursuers into the depths.
那这段路程呢，接着是用白昼，用云柱引导，黑夜用火柱照亮。
And this road was special in the fact that by day you led them with a pillar of cloud and by night with a pillar of fire.
也就是说，他们离开了这个埃及地之后呢，他们不断的在生活上面见识到神的这个恩典跟神的伟大的见证。
Which means that after they left this land of Egypt, they continually saw how God would testify His mightiness.
那这个也就是今天我们为什么仍然的能够持守在耶稣基督里面一个很重要的根据。
Which is also a reason why today we continue to walk so firmly within the Lord.
比如说我今天说你不要再来聚会了。
For example, if I were to tell you, do not come to service any
longer. 那你一定会想说，耶稣真的很爱我耶。
However, you would think the Lord Jesus loves me very much.
在这一辈子当中，耶稣真的给了我许多的恩典。
Throughout this lifetime, the Lord has clearly provided a lot of grace within my life.
那我就请教你，耶稣给你什么恩典呢？
And I may ask you, what grace, what blessings has God given you?
哎呦，多到数不完哦。
And you may answer, there are so many that I would never be able to count them all.
是什么呢？
What are they?
啊，不知。
And you would answer, I don't know.
它是一个很模糊的东西。
Because this is something that may not be very clear.
它没有很具体的出现在我们生命的每一个时刻的时候，这个时候我们就想，我为什么今天来到这里？
It may be something that is not terribly obvious every single time period of our lifetime. So we may ask ourselves, why am I here today?
好了，主耶稣带了我们往前走了，走到了今天。
So the Lord Jesus Christ has walked with us until today.
不论我感觉到或是我没有感觉到，耶稣基督都带你走到了今天，你还活着。
Whether I feel him or not, the Lord Jesus has brought you here until today.
到了十三节。
Verse 13.
他说这个神的话呢，就降临在西乃山，从天上跟这些百姓说话。
It says that God came down on Mount Sinai and spoke to them from heaven.
那重要的事情发生了。
Something important is about to happen.
这个说话其实是赐给他们以后正直的典章跟真实的律法。
The words that were spoken were the regulations and laws that were to be given to them.
这个就是信心，我们一步一步往前走，我们要看见的事情。
So as we walk onwards in our faith, these are things that we are to see.
今天我们的信心在生活上看得见之外，更重要的是在引导上面有真实的律法，有真实的耶稣的话语在当中。
Today, when our actions display our faith, most importantly, we need to continue following these decrees and commands that are given to us.
所以，身为耶稣基督儿女的我们
，So as sons and daughters of God,
我们不单单的是明白主耶稣的恩典。
Not only do we understand the blessings that God has given us,
我们不单单的只是被主耶稣爱着。哄着抱着。
Not only are we loved and protected by God.
我们第二个要在生命当中认识耶稣基督的真理。
The second thing that we must do is we must understand the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是耶稣的话。
Which are His words.
也就是我们今天每一次在这边查考的圣经。
Which means everything that we learn here today from the Bible.
这个话语只是白纸黑字上面写着我们看得懂的字跟语言。
These words are written in a language that we know in black and white letters.
但耶稣基督说这里面是生命。
However, the Lord Jesus says that this is life.
怎么将一本书里面只是白纸黑字的这些句子变成生命呢？
How can you make these words that are printed in black and white to become part of your life?
那就是我们的信心。
That's where faith comes in.
我们相信。
That's where your belief and your faith comes in.
借着圣灵的力量，在当中运行之后，让这些话语变成了生命。
Through the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we convert these words into life.
那这个生命不是我们今天可以开车来到教会的这个动作的生命。
And this life is not the action of being able to drive ourselves to church.
而是在我们里面有一个看不见的人的这个属灵的人，这个人里面的生命。
But it means that this spiritual person within us is alive.
所以我们就分出了两个不同的人。
So we are able to divide ourselves into two people.
一个是我们看得见现在的人。
The first one is the person that you see physically.
就是我说话你听得懂。
Which means I am speaking and you understand.
另外一个是我们里面的人。
And the second one is our inner being.
那个里面的那个 being 的那个人是要被主耶稣的话来不断的滋润照亮的一个生命。
And this inner being is nourished and brightened by the words of the Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们看见的事实，看见眼前发生的事情的时候，到底是里面看见的呢，还是外面的这个人看见的？
So today when we are seeing things of real life, is it the outer person who's seeing it or the inner being who's seeing these things?
我们继续看回来提摩太后书第一章。
Let's come back to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们继续看看这个老师怎么样跟学生说。
Let's continue seeing what this teacher tells the student.
第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
他说你不要因为做见证而觉得很羞耻。也不要因为我被主抓，为了主的缘故被抓了而感觉到羞耻。
It's written, do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me, his prisoner.
可见在工作的当中看见了眼前老师发生的事情了。
Which means that in his work, he realized that something bad had happened to his teacher.
可见发生在他工作当中，他看见事情没有照他原先的进度在往前走的时候，他开始害怕了。
Which means that while he is working, when he sees how a certain project does not move forward, he starts being scared.
我们有时候会不太容易分得出来，现在我们看见的事情是我们这个人本身看见呢，还是我们里面属灵的这个人看见的。
Sometimes it may be hard for us to differentiate whether what we're seeing is what is seen according to our outer person or our inner being.
但是大部分的时间，我们因为是一个正常的人，大部分的时间我们是用我们自己的双眼跟我们的大脑看见的。
However, most of the time, because we're a normal person, what we see are things that we see through our physical eyes and through our brain.
根据我们的教育，根据我们的背景，根据我们的经验，我们看见事情了。
We see things according to our education, our background, and our experience.
那么这时候呢，神就告诉了我们一件重要的事情，说我们要点亮心中的眼睛。
And this is when Jesus Christ tells us that we must open up and brighten our spiritual eyes.
点亮我们的眼睛，我们觉得我们明明是看得见，为什么还要再点亮我们的眼睛呢？
We need to brighten or enlighten our spiritual eyes. However, our eyes are open.
我们会失望的。
We will be disappointed.
因为我们是个人啊。
Because we are human beings.
我们不能否认，我们今天活在世上，我们接触到的就是人啊。
We do not neglect the fact that those who we come across are human beings.
我们看见的就是我跟你的关系。
And the things that we see now are the relationships between you and me.
我们看见的就是这个会堂。
The things that we see right now is this physical chapel.
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
我们来看第37节。
Verse 37.
诗篇119篇第37节。
Psalms 119, verse 37.
在37节里面，作诗的人，他这样子跟神祈求。
The psalmist asks of God.
他说，求神啊，你叫我转眼不看这些没有意义的事情。
He asked the Lord to turn his eyes away from worthless things.
那叫我能够在你的道里面活着。
And to preserve his life according to God's word.
这边就讲到了我们一个人本性的东西。
And this talks about the essence of a human being.
我们有眼睛，我们就会看。
That because we have eyes, we will see.
透过了视觉进来之后，我们的大脑就会开始帮我们处理眼前的事情。
And through our senses, the things that we see will be organized within our brains.
可是现在神要我们从里面看见自己。
However, now God wants us to see ourselves from within.
求你叫我转眼。
Which is, I ask you to turn my eyes away from worthless things.
就是转开。
To turn my eyes away.
你们有教过小孩子，有养过孩子，对吧？
You have brought up little children, right?
你们有看过小孩子，当他不要的时候，他会转走的。
Have you seen that when little children do not want certain things, they will turn themselves away from it?
我们要学他们啊。
We should learn from them.
不要把他头转过来说没有礼貌。
We should not force their heads to turn back and say you are have no good manners.
因为他知道什么是好，什么是不好。
And it is because they do understand what is good and what is bad.
所以他会转走。
That is why they will turn away from bad things.
耶稣叫我们要学小孩子。
Jesus Christ wants us to learn from little children.
所以以后你们看到这些小孩子，要跟他们说，嘿，教我好吗？
So in the future, when you see them, you're to tell them, little child, teach me this strategy.
千万不要觉得自己很棒哦，坐好，坐坐坐啊，要学他啊，教我一下。
Do not feel that you are all that and always telling them to sit properly.
好了，长大了，像我们这种大人了。
So now that we're all grown up,
很难啊。
It is very hard.
不容易学啊。
It is not easy to learn
this. 你明明看得见啊。
Because you see it.
他说要我转脸不要看。
However, it is written here that you are to turn your eyes away.
转开耶。
Turn away.
可见看见是本性。
Which means that it is basic for people to see things.
是本性。
It is part of your essence, nature.
啊，对 ，nature， 它是一种本性，就是你是自然的东西。
It is human nature, something natural for you to do.
然后再来就是自然的本性是不会转的。
And the natural thing to do is to not turn away.
就是你看见，但是你不会转的。
Which means that you see something, but you will not turn away from it.
本性是看见之后 process 在里面开始动。
Because it is part of nature for you to see something and immediately process it within your brain.
然后就说，哎呀，我要怎么样冲过去？
And then you're going to start figuring out how am I going to rush through it.
啊，这个是本性。
This is your human nature.
这个是教育出来的。
This is something that is taught within you.
你的妈妈、你的爸爸教过的。
Something that your mom and dad taught you.
你的老师教过的。
Your teachers taught you to do this.
你的教会教过的。
Your church taught you to do this.
看见之后，脸不会转的。
Which means that after you see something, your face will not turn away from it.
意思是说，今天我如果不认识耶稣基督的话，我 OK。
Which means that today, if I do not know Jesus Christ, I am all right.
因为你还是可以处理事情，不是吗？
And it is because you're still able to solve your problems. Is that not true?
那为什么我们要坐在这里？
So why is it that we're sitting here?
听他讲啊，听他讲啊。
Because I'm sitting here because I need to listen to what he says.
没有，那个是笑他啊，要听你讲哦。
It is actually what am I supposed to listen to your words?
对，没有那么谦卑的。是这样啊，你想要跟我讲，你要教我。
It is more in the attitude of who do you think you are that you are trying to teach me.
因为有眼睛。
And it is because you have eyes.
你看见之后，你就 process 里面就开始工作了。
Because once you see, you will process it.
然后就他凭什么教我
？And you will start figuring out how dare him teach me anything.
所以你们现在教那种五岁以下的很好教。
So when you are teaching those who are 5 years or younger, it's very easy to teach them.
你试试看教十七十八的。
Try teaching a 17 or 18 year old.
他会在你面前静静看着你，是给你面子啊。
They will sit and look at you, but it is only to give you face.
对，就是啊 ，whatever.
It is more in the lines of whatever.
他不是啊，你教我，哎呦，谢谢你啊，你教我教得很好。
It is not in the lines of, oh, thank you very much for teaching me this.
十八岁之后
and after 18,
像我们这个年纪
like those who are of our age,
会静静坐在那边不会说话的
for those who sit there quietly and do not speak.
我不知道你们在想什么
Of course, I do not know what you're thinking.
不能再讲下去了
So there's nothing else I can say.
所以这边圣经教我们说，求求你让我转眼不要看。
So the Bible says, I plead with you, turn my eyes away.
那看什么呢？
So what are we looking at?
他说看那些没有意思的东西，虚假的东西。
Looking at those things that do not matter, those worthless things.
那圣经说虚假的东西其实就是跟真理没有关系的事情。
The Bible says that these worthless things are those which have nothing to do with the truth.
你看到什么呢？
Like what?
你看到不公平。
You see things that are not just.
你看到抱怨。
You see a revenge.
你看到苦啊苦啊苦啊。
You see toil and suffering.
你看到很多这些东西的时候。
And when you see a lot of these things.
脑就会决定我要不要做。
Your brain will decide whether you are to do it or not.
然后我要跟他做。
And am I going to follow him?
这个教会哈，如果说我们今天宣布说教会，我们需要大家来帮忙。
Today, if the church were to announce, today we need everybody to work together on something.
但是一个一个来。
But you are to come one by one.
就是你来的时候，全教会只有你一个人。
Which means that when you come to church, you're the only one here.
蛮 OK 的。
It would be all right to do so.
可是如果 schedule 出来。
However, when the schedule comes out,
你们五个要一起来。
It ends up being that five of you need to come together at the same time.
你们二十个要一起来。
Or 20 of you need to come together at the same time.
哎，想一想看哦。
And you start thinking about this.
就想想看了哈。
So think about it.
所以你就会想说，不容易的。
So you will realize that this is something that is not as easy.
因为本性。
And it is because of the human nature.
可现在这个本性就是我们说的，我们外面看得见的这个人。
And as we had mentioned, this human nature is a person that we see from outside.
可是主耶稣一直叫我们看见的是里面的那一个人。
However, the Lord Jesus says that we are to see the inner being.
所以我们里面那个人到底是几岁？
So how old is that inner being?
到底多大了？
How grown up is the inner being?
到底里面的生命是多么的丰盛了？
How wonderful or full is that life within?
所以当提摩太他失望的时候，
So when Timothy was disappointed,
保罗告诉他，你不要看这样子觉得不好意思，觉得丢脸羞耻了。
Paul told him, do not look at these things and feel ashamed.
因为眼睛不转，你看见的就是事实。
Because when your eyes do not turn away, what you see is reality.
那这个事实就里面充满了许多你觉得是不公平也是不对的事情。
And this reality are full of things that you believe that are not just and are just horrible.
那这些哇 horrible、
Sorry.
我不敢用 horrible。 那那你看到这个东西的时候，你看到这个东西的时候，你就会犹豫不踌躇不前了，你就会想我要不要往前走，我要不要做了。
So when you see these things, you will decide, am I going to go forward through it? Am I going to do it or not?
请问这样子是仆人，是奴隶吗？
And let me ask you, is this a servant or slave?
我们刚刚一开始说，服侍它原来的意思是在法律底下要完成一个基本的仆人的奴隶的工作。
We had mentioned that as a servant, you are to fulfill what is required of you within the law.
你们有请过仆人吗？
Have you ever hired a servant?
不敢讲哈，可能家里有仆人，我们不知道。
You might not mention it. Maybe you do have servants.
你知道仆人，你如果说去衣服洗一洗。
Did you know that when you have a servant at home, you are to tell them, hey, go and wash my clothing?
你有看过仆人说，哎呦，这件啊，哎呦，这件怎么洗？哎呦，你弄那么脏。你有看过仆人这样讲话吗？
Have you ever seen a servant say, oh, this piece of clothing is so dirty, so nasty? Have you ever seen a servant reply in this matter?
啊，所以仆人是怎样？仆人就是他已经转眼不看你耶。
So what does a servant do? A servant turns away and does not even look at you.
因为他知道他的身份。
And it is because they know what their status, their identity is.
你没有道理的，哇哇哇，骂骂骂骂完之后，他 thank you, thank you, 主人 thank you.
It may be that you are arguing or talking about things that do not exist, but in the very end, the only thing that they will do is they'll bow to you and say thank you, master.
Yeah, 因为他转眼不看你。
And it is because they have turned their eyes away from you.
我们要学他们啊。
We are to learn from them.
我们都太厉害了。
Because we are just too talented.
Oh, 太厉害，很厉害，因为我们把自己当主人啊。
Because we think of ourselves as the master.
那你想这边150个人，有150个主人，大家在开股东大会。
Now let's think of it. There are 150 of us here. We are a large group of masters.
啊，凭什么让你？
So if I'm a master, why in the world would I let you do something?
我有权利。
Because I am the one who has this power and authority.
我有奉献。
I am the one who's offering.
所以我可以说话的。
So I am the one who has this credibility to speak.
另外一种不说话了。
And what about those who do not speak?
好，看你们怎么搞。
I'll see what you do.
搞到没有屋顶是你们家的事。
And if in the very end you ruin everything, it's none of my business.
都是主人。
Because all of us are masters.
这样子要来服侍主。
How are we to serve the Lord in this way?
我看主也怕我们呢。
I would believe that the Lord is afraid of us.
主耶稣大部分都静静的，不说话的。
Because the Lord is the kind of person that does not speak.
因为他 speak 也是蛮恐怖的。
And it is because if he does speak, then it'd be very scary.
所以我们大部分就觉得，哎，主耶稣没有说话啊，一定是站我这一边。
So we think that when the Lord Jesus Christ does not speak, it means that he's standing on my side.
仆人啊，转眼不要看。
As a servant, turn your eyes away.
因为大脑是固定的。
And it is because our brains are set.
主耶稣现在要训练我们的大脑。
Now Jesus Christ is to train our brains.
他要超越我们本身所受的教育跟经验。
He wants to surpass all of the education and the experiences we've had.
我们只有转眼，我们才能看见不一样的东西。
And it is only when we turn our eyes away that we're able to see something different.
我们在一生的路上一定要学到转眼的事情。
In our lifetime, we are to learn how to turn our eyes away.
不论是不是现在。
Whether it be now.
主耶稣有方法的。
Lord Jesus Christ has his methods.
如果我们愿意用听的，我们就去练习学习转眼，是我们的福气。
If after listening we are able to train or to teach ourselves to look away, it is our blessing.
因为主知道你做不到。
And it is because the Lord knows that we're unable to do it.
所以他就说我帮你。
So he says, let me help you.
那我们愿意。
And if we are willing,
主就帮助我们去练习我们不容易做到的功课。
The Lord will teach us to be able to do something that is usually not easy for us to complete.
那他说这样的动作是讨他的喜悦的。
And the Lord says that this kind of action is pleasing to him.
你们有碰过你们的孩子开口说爸爸妈妈你帮助我好吗？
Have you met the time when your child will ask you, Mom, Dad, could you help me please?
你会很高兴。
And you'll be very happy to hear that.
因为他跟你寻求帮助。
It is because they are asking for help.
可是如果我们的孩子他很小的时候就告诉你这个我会，这个我会，这个我会，不要过来，不要碰我。
However, when your child is very young and they just answer you, I already know how to do this or know how to do that, just don't touch me.
你会伤心。
You will feel very sad.
同样的，放到耶稣的身上。
In the same way, if you put this or project this towards Jesus Christ,
他说他是我们的阿爸父。
He tells us that he is our Abba Father.
他是我们天上的父亲。
He is our Heavenly Father.
如果我们告诉他，这个我知道，那个我懂，这个我看见。
If we tell him, I know this, I understand that, I've seen it before.
主啊，你知道这是有原因的，不是我真的要这样做，是真的没办法。
And I answer him, Lord, it is actually inevitable for me to do this. There is reasons why I act in this way.
主会伤心。
The Lord will be sad.
告诉主说，主，我知道这样做，但是我其实做不到。
Instead, you shall say, Lord, I know that I'm supposed to act in this way, but I am unable to do so.
那个就是把我们的脸转掉了。
That is when we turn our eyes away.
从那一刻开始，我们的大脑会跟着改变。
And from that moment on, our brains will also change.
我们外面的这个人会跟里面的那个人开始靠近。
The outer person and the inner being will start getting closer together.
那当一个人跟一个人越靠近的时候，刚好存在我这个身体里面，有一个外面的人跟里面的人越来越靠近的时候，我们就会称为是正常人。
And the moment that this outer being and inner being get closer together to the point that they become one, then we become the normal person.
啊，反过来讲，你们就知道咯。
And if I look at the opposite, then you would know.
如果里面这个人跟外面这个人相差的非常远。
If the outer being and the inner being are two different beings.
就是来在这边的时候啊，赞美赞美赞美赞美。
Which is that when you come here, you just say praise God, praise God.
那出去之后，我知道要怎么样做。
But the moment that you leave this place, you tell yourself, I know exactly what to do.
我们来说啊，人格就怎么样，会分啊。会很危险的哦。
What will happen is that you will have double personality, and this is very dangerous.
啊，这个对我们里面是不好的。
This is actually bad for us.
所以我们只有转眼之后，从那时候开始，神的话语，写在圣经上的话语，他的应许，对我们才开始发生直接的关系。
So when we turn our eyes away, then the truth that is written within the Bible and ourselves will become one.
那个直接的关系就是说，我已经不是只是查考查考、研究研究而已。
And this kind of one relationship means that we're not just simply here sitting and just researching and reading through the Bible.
而是这一个话是一个生命，已经跟我发生直接的关系了。
Instead, it means that this word has become alive and has become an immediate connection with ourselves.
那那个生命如果在我的里面的时候，
And when this life is within us,
你光是走到外面去，你闻到空气啊，你看见一棵树啊，你会笑，微笑了哈。
Whether it be that you walk outside and you breathe in fresh air or look at a tree, you will smile.
因为你会 appreciate, 你会感恩了。
And it is because you would have learned how to appreciate.
因为这个世界是他创造的。
Because this world is created by him.
那里面这个 nature 本性已经上来了，有生命了。
And that means that this human nature has life.
所以又来了，他的东西跟你的东西开始怎么样靠近。
So once more the things of God and your things come close together.
只有更靠近那个本质的时候，你整个里面的生命才会开始有力量。
And it is only when these two come close together and unite that your life has strength.
我们一生的追求其实就是在追寻这一条路。
The goal or the pursuit that we have in our lifetime is towards this one road.
我们只有回到耶稣的本质上面的这一条路，才能够让我们里面丰盛跟平安。
Only when we're able to walk back to the path of Jesus Christ that our lives is able to be full of peace.
那所有的服事，我们今天所做的工作，只不过是来验证考试说我们里面的本质是不是转了。
So when we are serving, it is only a test to be able to realize whether we have turned away.
没有什么的。
There's actually nothing much to it.
我们不用真的为了这样的东西工作 argue 的，不用的，没有什么的。
It is not worth for us to be arguing for these things.
你做跟不做对耶稣没有差别的。
Whether you do it or not, it makes no difference towards Jesus Christ.
他只是给一个机会的时候，看我们转不转。
He's only giving us an opportunity to see whether we will turn away or not.
我们看见事实会失望的，圣经告诉了。
And it is because when we see reality, we will be disappointed, as written in the Bible.
耶稣的道理没有教我们说啊，我们假装都不知道发生什么事，好像笨笨的，没有的。
The word of Jesus Christ does not say that we are to see things and act as if we do not see them.
他说我们会失望的。
Because it is written that we will be disappointed.
我们会看见事实的。
We will see what real life is like.
我们会不想做的。
We will not want to do it.
可是他叫我们的是这个生命在我们的里面要看什么。
However, what he's teaching us is what our inner being should see.
那当我们愿意这样去做学习的时候，
And when we are willing to learn and do so,
主的平安要在我们的里面。
Then the peace of the Lord will be within us.
很尊贵的事情在约翰福音我们来看。
And this is something very precious. Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十六节
，verse 26。
我们看约翰福音的十二章第二十六节
，John chapter 12 verse 26。
在这边，耶稣自己这样子说
，Jesus Christ says。
那耶稣基督自己说话了，所以他说的话非常的重要。
So the moment that the Lord Jesus speaks, then his words are very important.
他说，如果有人服侍我，就要跟从我。
Whoever serves me must follow me.
那么他说他在哪里，服侍的人就要在那里。
And where I am, my servant also will be.
那他说最重要的是， 因为这个服侍我的人，我父会尊重他。
Most importantly, because my father will honor the one who serves me.
啊，好特别的一个逻辑，对吗？
This is a very special logic.
明明他要我们学做奴隶。
He wants us to learn how to be servants.
可是他说，你做了之后，我要尊重你。
However, he also tells us that the moment that you do it, I will honor you.
这个是跟我们今天社会所学的东西是完全不同的一个逻辑方向。
And this is absolutely different from the logic that society teaches us.
我们今天都希望得到人的尊重。
Today, we always hope that we'll be honored by men.
这边说他要尊重我们。
However, it is written here that God will honor us.
耶稣说他尊重我们。
Jesus says that he will honor us.
天上的天父要尊重我们。
That the heavenly Father will honor us.
何等的尊贵。
How precious is this?
那可是在这边他说你要跟从我。
However, it is written here you are to follow me.
跟什么呢？
What do you mean? Follow what?
主耶稣的一生。
Follow Jesus' life.
他的一生是什么呢？
What is his life?
苦。
It's suffering.
苦。
Suffering.
他的爱。
His love.
他的苦跟他的爱在他的一生当中完全的彰显。
Suffering and love was completely manifested in Jesus' life.
今天我们要回到服侍的工作上的时候。
So today, when we are to return to being a servant,
我们就已经告诉了自己，我要跟从主。
We would have told ourselves, I will follow Jesus.
不是我的 coordinator 安排一个 schedule 给我，我跟从他。
It is not because the coordinator has arranged for me to do something. I'm not following him.
是跟从主。
I am following the Lord.
在跟从主，我要跟什么？
And when I'm following the Lord, what am I following?
我看见什么？
What am I seeing?
这个苦，我能不能够靠着主耶稣而转眼看见别的东西？
Will I be able to turn my eyes away by relying on Jesus Christ when I see suffering?
耶稣基督今天是我们最好的老师。
Jesus Christ is our best teacher.
所以我们将利用这个礼拜、下个礼拜的时间，在耶稣基督的身上来学习怎么样当一个神的好仆人。
So we'll be using this week and next week to be able to learn how to become a good servant of God.
让我们在心中常常的提醒自己说，我今天看了什么。
So that within our hearts we'll ask ourselves on a daily basis, what have I seen today?
是我的眼睛、我的知识看见的，还是我里面属灵的那个人看见的？
What I've seen, has it been through my physical eyes or through my spiritual eyes?
主要尊重我们。
The Lord wants to honor us.
让我们继续的往前走。
So that we will continue walking forward.
在灰心的时候继续的往前走。
So that whenever we're disappointed or frustrated, we will continue walking forward.
因为你的遭遇是合乎圣经的指示。
And it is because the things that you are encountering are things that are written already in the Bible.
我们是走在也活在主耶稣的话里面。
We are walking and living within the words of the Lord.
我们一起唱诗赞美神。
Let's sing hymn to praise God.
282首。
282.